Hello, and thanks for tuning in to this podcast recorded at Hope Lutheran Church in Toledo, Ohio. The following scripture reading and sermon were recorded during regular worship on Sunday morning. We can be found on the web at hopetoledo.net. Check us out, or better yet, check us out in person at our regular worship services. Blessings to you this day.
Our reading today is from the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then to Thomas he said, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. I invite our young people to come up and join me. Because bubbles are the favorite games activity for VBS. There will always be plenty of bubbles in VBS. They're our favorite. Our theme throughout this Easter season is not bubbles, but is instead getting real with our faith. So each week we're going to talk a little bit about a part of faith that is maybe a part that we want to lift up or a part that we struggle with. And I think it's good and fitting that the very first week is getting real with our doubts. It fits because, one, this second Sunday of Easter had been throughout my childhood referred to as Doubting Thomas Sunday. And I'm glad that at least in pastor's circles, that has kind of just gotten changed or become Thomas Sunday, because Thomas gets a bad rap for the only thing he's ever known for is that he doubted. And yet, maybe it's important to have a Sunday that allows us to realize that there are doubts, that even the disciples had doubts, that even those closest to Jesus had doubts. Because doubts and fear are two things that go hand in hand, but they're also usually linked to not having faith, or not having a mature faith, or not really being sure. But doubt is normal. And truthfully, I think being willing to voice doubts and questions is a sign of a mature faith. It is a sign of being willing to question, to admit that maybe I don't have all the answers. Maybe there's something I'm still wondering about or curious about. Or maybe life has gone in a direction that was unexpected, and now I wonder how it's all working together. The disciples were locked in a room because of fear and maybe some doubt there. We just hear that they were there for fear. We know that Jesus had been raised. At least that's what the women said. And now no one knows what's happening, but it's probably not going to be good because there were Roman guards stationed there, and not even the guards or the stone could hold Jesus. And now everybody is worried about what comes next. So the disciples are behind a locked door with fear and probably a good healthy dose of doubt of something. Maybe doubt of what the next day will bring. And Jesus comes into their midst and says, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Throughout the Gospel of John, especially seeing and hearing Jesus, seeing the miracles, has been important as Jesus shows up again and again, showing people who he is. So showing up in a locked room with a sign of peace and wonder for his disciples. And then he breathes on them. "Receive the Holy Spirit." Now, I admit I had never really thought much about this particular part of this story. I had focused on the seeing, on the locked door, on the peace, on Thomas later on, but had just kind of gone by this because receiving the Holy Spirit is something that we'll talk about on Pentecost in a few weeks, as their Spirit is given to the crowds. And yet, the fact that Jesus breathed on them is an important link throughout the entirety of Scripture and salvation history. Breath is so vitally important. After all, it was the breath of God that moved over the waters in creation. It was God's breath that gave humanity life, being formed out of clay. It was Jesus who gave up his breath on the cross. That link of breath and spirit is what links to life, creation given by God. And so the fact that Jesus, who had given up his breath, now has that breath to share it with others, to give the Holy Spirit to his followers, is a powerful thing. It's breathing God's very life into those disciples who are locked in a room. But Thomas was not with them. We don't know why. Who knows? Maybe he had gone to Galilee, which is what the angel told the disciples to do. Go ahead to Galilee. Maybe he had gone out to get food. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he just didn't want to go out. But Thomas was not with them. And so when the disciples come to Thomas and say, "We have seen the Lord," I'm not sure if Thomas doubts as much as he missed out. He doesn't want to feel like he missed something. This important, life-changing, life-altering moment of seeing Jesus, of being with him again, of feeling his breath and receiving that gift of life and spirit. And so Thomas says, "I will not believe." How many of us can relate to that feeling of missing out, that wanting what someone else has received or has been given, wanting it to feel like we too are on the inside of the story, that we too were in that room where Jesus showed up? Well, a week later, they're all still there. The community is still gathered. They're still a little bit afraid. We don't know what has happened in that week, but we do know that they stayed together, that Thomas, in all of his complaining, or in his even saying, "I will not believe," is still a part of the group. And Jesus shows up again and says, "Peace be with you," and immediately turns to Thomas and gives Thomas exactly what Thomas needed. He offers to share with him exactly what Thomas missed out on. He meets Thomas in his doubt and in his fear and offers himself. And Thomas responds with a confession of faith, "My Lord and my God." We don't even see that Thomas necessarily reached out to touch Jesus. It was just being in Jesus' presence and finally feeling like he was there, where he was supposed to be, that he was experiencing what everyone else had already seen and heard. "My Lord and my God." This portion of the chapter, this chapter in John's Gospel ends with that, what I love that line. "There were many other signs and wonders which are not recorded in this book." That kind of, there's a lot of other things that happened, but these are the important ones that we wanted to write down so that everyone who comes after us, everyone who, like Thomas, missed out on being in the room, that you can hear these stories, that you can experience, maybe not firsthand or even second or third, but that you can start to hear and see these stories of faith, and hopefully you too can be in a room where you have seen the risen Lord. Maybe not in the same way, but where you can feel Jesus' presence, where you can hear the words, "Peace be with you," and share that peace with another, where you can feel the breath of the Holy Spirit moving through your chest, moving through this room, through this world, where you can doubt but still believe. Believing and faith doesn't mean having no doubts. It means believing anyway. Being willing to question, being willing to think, and still believe in what we haven't seen. Because we have seen it in our own way. We've seen Jesus and heard him in the words spoken in water and bread and wine, in community gathered. We are able to be that peace and that witness for one another. Gathering together in the midst of our fears and of our doubts, and trusting that Jesus continues to show up and continues to send us forth, gifted with the Holy Spirit, to share that love, that grace, that willingness to question, that willingness to care, to walk with others in the midst of their fear, in the midst of their doubt, to continue to walk alongside, to be real, to be authentic, to be signs of God's love. I invite you to stand as you are able and to pray with me. God, we give you thanks for standing alongside of us, for coming into our lives even when our doors are locked for fear or doubt. Help us to trust your presence. Help us to feel the Spirit moving within us, and to allow that Spirit to act in our lives, that we may be symbols and signs of your love. In your name we pray. Amen. We continue with our next song.